ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः। रां तत्कृङ्गरूपाय सर्वेश्वरी देव्यो नमः। श्रीगुरुदेवाय नमः। टुडे इज अष्टमी। एस we have been contemplating, evoking, offering our prayers to Ma in so many different ways, through pujas, through mantra jap, through dhyan, dhar. Mother is so close to us, closer than we can imagine. Yet, with our imagination, we make her sit on a lotus, stand on a lotus, ride a tiger. But she's much closer than all that. The moment you even think about her, instantly, she's there, permeating in every single cell of your being. When that remembrance happens, she's right there. You may not need to see her, hear her, taste, touch, smell. You can feel her with the right bow. Even the one that's feeling is not separate from her. You become inseparable from her. Ma Sarveshwari, Sarva Ishwari, permeating every molecule of the universe, is hungry for bhav. With bhav, we know her instantly. With that bhav, with the remembrance of her, all the vices that we call asuras are neutralized with the right bhav. That energy that's behind those emotions, those thoughts, can be put through that alchemy of right bhav and transformed. We start with devotion. At the time of devotion, expressing our devotion, there is two. There is me and then there is a mother. Mother is here to protect me. Give me everything I want. But this creates duality. I want something and mother is there to give me. At one time, a prince was giving away everything he had. People lined up. Whatever they asked for, they got it. The line ended. There was a little girl standing, just watching it all. He said, I'm about to go back to my palace. You're the only one who hasn't asked for anything. Come, ask, whatever. She said, I don't want your things, I want you. If I have you, then I can have everything you have. Why do you ask for one thing? That's bhakti. We just want Ma at our side. So, I don't feel separate from Ma. It's my own sense of me, mine, my aspirations, my victories, my loss, my gain, my desires, creates that separation. The moment it dawns in me, it's all Mother's will. It's all Mother. Sukhme, dukhme, in happiness and in sorrow, in victory and in defeat, it's all her. It's all her. The moment we see her hand in everything, that's the sacred moment in our life. That's a divine moment in our life. You're fighting something, fighting. What happens if you just let it surrender to it? Let Ma take over. We see all around people fight with their loved ones. The bickering, quarreling, fighting, the competition. Sibling rivalry, it is called. Sibling rivalry. We can be very nice to others on the road, in the supermarket, but our own sister, brother, uncle, we have this animosity. How can we get over that? Somebody has to bow. There is a name of Mother, Kshanti. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Kshanti Rupe. Not Shanti, it's a Kshanti. Rupeena Sanstha. Means, Kshanti means to be able to enlarge your heart so big that there is space for everyone. Particularly the one that you are irritated with, or the one that you have the friction with. Can you enlarge your heart so big? Enlarging the heart doesn't mean that you are doing some favor to them. You are doing a favor to yourself. Kya rahim hari ko ghatyo jo bhrigu mari la. At one time there was this talk about who is the greatest, Brahma, Vishnu or Shiva. They had asked a Rishi, Bhrigu, okay, you go and find out. So he goes, and as the story goes, Vishnu was laying, sleeping. He just kicked him on his chest with his foot. Vishnu got up and he said, oh sage, I hope your feet didn't get hurt. Kya rahim hari ko ghatyo jo bhrigu mari lat. Bhrigu Rishi kicked the Vishnu with his feet on his chest. But instead of reacting and getting it even and straightening it out, putting him in his place, he got up and touched his feet. That made Vishnu great. So sometimes if there is a this, we have to make ourselves bigger. And making ourselves bigger sometimes requires bowing down, letting the other. Express. As long as this is happening, we'll be butting head. Sarveshwari, that Ishwari is in everyone. the one who comes closer to her, brings closer to her, is able to do anything. Tonight is Ashtami. May we be able to see Mother's presence in everything, in everyone, in every situation. May we all know that without her grace, nothing happens in my life. So whatever is, accept it as her prasad and make right effort. I bow to Mother with all my limbs in all different directions and thank you for your presence. Om Harahara Mahadev Namah Parvati Parvati.